Aleph Elul Tavshin Pei Talev, Harav Eliyahu Ben Chaslita, Levi Shlita.
Today is a big day. We all know the Pirkei Avilezer. Shaila was the Aleph Elul, Lefsh was Lamed Av, or Elul was over, one of the two things. Tan be pirkei de ablezer, ablezer pirkei de ablezer. It says, "B'shchedish alul omar kodesh baruch hu meish alei elai horo." Meish Rabbeinu told, Meish Rabbeinu, you should come up on Har Sinai. She'oz olo lekabel luchas achrones, because then Meish Rabbeinu did his third set. If you actually, that was his third set of the 40 days. Ve'aviru shofar b'machne, and then they blew a shofar. Moshe Ola Lahar, Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Shalayitu Oid, Achav and Zorah, that they should make the mistake they made in the previous Aliyah, that they made the mistake in the counting. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Nis'ale Ba'oise Shofar, and Rabbein Shloilam was Nis'ale, came Ke'ilu Ahaya, the Shofar Shnema Ola Lekim Bisroh. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, "Lechein iskinu chachomein, chachomein uzal shi'ir toikim b'rish chodesh el b'chol shana v'shana v'kol ha'chodesh ha'azes Yisrael shi'as ha'tshuva." Which the pashtus, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah is mevor, this has happened today. But the question is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 days was in Shemayim, and in 40 days, there's no 40 days from today till Yom Kippur, because Elul only has 29, and 29 and 10, versus Island in school is 39, not 40. So one of the two must have happened. Or it happened, one of the two must have happened, or it was the first day of Chodesh, which then it is, so then bet, and we should have been starting blowing shofar from yesterday. And what we see in Shulchan Aruch, that we all do it only from Aleph Elul, so it must have been that the Elul of that year was 30 days. Even though, that in the Gemara says in Bai Sheni, it never happened. Over 420 years, Elul was never 30 days. But B'cholai from that year, it was more. And the famous question is, that, why did they blow Shofar? Shlo Yitu Oidach HaVedazor. And they shouldn't go boss Avodah Zorah. What was the go boss Avodah Zorah? Because last time they made them a Toras in Cheshbon, as we know, because they also made a Cheshbon of 40 days. And they thought the 40 days had passed. And Rashi says it wasn't, because the first day didn't count, because Ein Leilo Yimoi, because the night was not part of it. And therefore, they made them a Toras in Cheshbon. And here the Mashmos is, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah says, Shlo Yitu Oidach HaVedah Zorah. Not that they shouldn't make any mistake when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, not that they should not be make the mistake of losing HaVedah Zorah. And that was, the Shofar was a big help towards that. It means it's Klal Yisrael, with the Shofar, had a reminder that we have a weakness. And when we lose ourselves, we're over the Avodah Zorah, and that's what happened in 2 months earlier, in the time of the Eagle, or 40 days earlier. And now, by blowing the Shofar, it basically woke up the people. People should realize, a machnish can toys. We have to realize we're completely dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And that dependency, a Klal Yisrael realize that they are completely dependent in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and they should not, and even if they're going to be lost, Chas v'Shalom, they'll still stick to the Rabbeinu Shleilam and not do Avodah Zorah. That is the Nis'ale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the Rabbeinu Shleilam became more part of Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael is more dependent in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. And therefore, the more a person depends himself in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the less chances it should be that he should do Avodah Zorah. That's Lachoyah, the Poshta Taich in the Pirkei Di Abeleza, in this today's day, from B'yoyim Hazeh, is all Olikim B'Sroh, the Rabbeinu Shalom, by making a Troh, by putting ourselves, making ourselves dependent, that we're not going to forsake, we're going to stay and stick to the Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever happens. So that itself is in the Sala Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Kiddush Hashem as it is, and that is the Shofar of Shchodesh Elul. And therefore, Lachein Iskinu, for the same reason, a person comes to Shchodesh Elul, the first thing which we have to learn, the first thing we have to deal with, is the dependency in the Rabbeinu Shalom, realizing that the only one who's going to decide who does, and who leads everything we do, is the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, and the more we depend on him, the more he will look upon us. So Bekanta, Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, which is both, I'm not a Yadin and Yoyin Nevuchim, I've seen it in Sifrei Musar, they go about it in great length, that the others were Zoychet, that the Rabbeinu Shalom Gwina, Noichi Itcho, Shmarticho b'chol asher teileich, v'ashevisicho l'od homo hazois, v'yankev avinu. It says the Rebbe promised that he's going to be constantly with him. So the Rambam says, because the interference of the Rebbeinu Shalom in the personal life of a person is dependent on how much a person is connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. A person which is completely connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom leads every part of him. Ad kedekach, that even Teva, normal nature, will not interfere with what the person which is dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing. That's why we see the Moshe, the famous story of Chanina ben Dosa, as he went to Pid in Shuan, he came to the river, and he had to pass through the river, and the river split. And the reason being is, because a person which is completely dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom, so they, nature is not something which can disturb their connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom looks upon them with a special connection. And the Emes is Klal Yisrael, by nature, is connected much more. We by nature have a close connection. But the connection, how strong is it? If we stand by a window and jump out of a window, we will fall and get damaged. If the emotion doesn't want, it won't happen. But it doesn't work that way, because we are not connected to the degree that the emotion will interfere in anything we do. Because somebody who relies on nature, the nature has a kerch upon him. This is, that's as it states in the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The person who doesn't rely on nature, a person which is completely connected and does everything only what the Rabbeinu Shalom does, then nature cannot touch him. And that's where we see it in Arizal state, that every Tana or Amora which is mentioned in the Gemara in Mishnayis was b'yecholtel mechayim esim. He could make somebody which is dead, make him alive. There is in the Gemara famous stories, kom Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zera, and after he managed to revive him. But the Arizal said that every Tana and Amora had the Yecholus. And the reason being is because they were so disconnected from nature that nature could not touch them. They were instead of the nature being a bialim upon them, they were a bialim upon nature. But that was because they were completely and utterly connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that connection gave them this koyach. And this is Emes what the shofar of the Shchodesh Elul was. Shlo Yitu, he said, was reconnect. This is what we call it in today's language. The Shofar Hashanah is please reconnect. We live our lives, and certain things we let things go as it is, and we have to realize that every moment and every second of our life is a time and opportunity to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, to make sure that what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants should happen to us should happen. And the more we connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more the Rabbeinu Shalom will connect to us. But this is middle connected middle, and this is the avoider of today's day. This is the greatest talk from the Shchodesh Elul. I want to speak about another Nakuda, which perhaps has a little bit of a connection to what we have started with. with a mitzvah in this week's parsha. This week's parsha, the Zalocha. We all know that the halacha is quite known, even though in the Shulchan Aruch it is not brought. Sotzer Aliyah. When somebody is sieging a town, putting his town under siege. Yomim Rabim Lilochem Oleo. To fight with here, the soft sort to be able to conquer the town. Loisashchis as Eitzel Lindich Aleo Gaz. Not allowed to chop off the trees. Kimimen Useichel. Because this is something which you all, your livelihood is from it. For Eitzel Loisichos in itself, you're not allowed to cut, chop down. Because this is the famous lav which we call Baal Tashchis. Of the Baal Tashchis was stated in the Torah, the lav, the rice which Chayv Malkus is on cutting off a fruit tree. Emesis, and in Shulchan Aruch, that is nicht gebrengt, the halacha is not bought in Shulchan Aruch. And the one who asked the kasha is, I think, the Taz, in Simen Kufta Zayin. He asked the kasha, but in Simen Kufta Zayin, is the Simon talks about with things which you're not allowed to eat because of sakona, gilui, think dover magula. There's other things, fish and flesh. This is sakona. There's a lot of things which are sedar sakona. Is the Taz brings one of the sakonas is the chopping off fruit trees brings the Gemara, which the Gemara says the story that one of the Amiroim lost their children because they chopped off a fruit tree. As we state, they bring the Taz. So that's where the Taz is handling the Sakona Sheboy. That's the Sakona Sheboy. The Emes is, it's a lav deraisa besides the Sakona Sheboy. Now, I think today we're more scared of Sakonas and Akpadas than we are scared of Lavin, Ladavinenu. But B'cholofen, this is dark race of Sakon in the Mechet. And the big shaila is, and this is a great tumult in the Achronim, if what's called the Issa, Doshtet Le Sashchis is when cut chopping it off in a way to ruin it. Now the question is, what if you're not doing it to ruin? That's a double pashut. If somebody has a fruit tree and he wants to make the fruit tree stronger and therefore he cuts off the twigs. Today, that he should grow better, is Avada Dova Amutzah. The question is, if somebody marshal wants to build a house, and in the place where he's building a house, there's a fruit tree, is he allowed to knock it down, to chop it down or not? If I was in Taz, and the Taz brings a Rosh, if I'm not mistaken, he brings the Vedaiket from a Rosh, and the Rosh says, as B'mokim, that in the Rambam states that if you have a tree which is been mazik, you have a tree which is making damage, and also, in a simple way, a tree which grows next to a building, a lot of times the roots of the tree can undermine the building, and therefore the building can, the foundations can crack. Is then, is that sad as a tree which is a mazik, and the Loshen Rambam is medrukaze, that a tree which is mazik is allowed to be chopped off. Is Oba, and that's why the Taz is zogt menu matir, and from that he bought up a heta as the Tur Mekoimoi. If you need the place where the for your personal use, then you are allowed to chop off the tree. The Kashi is the mission of the Pasuk Alent. The Pasuk Alent is talking that you need the space. We're talking here, the guy has a town under siege. The child is, why is he knocking down the tree? Is he knocking down the tree because he wants to have a clear view of what's doing in town? Because when there's trees, there's always a sakona, people hide, and that's when the fight can get more complicated. Or it's time, he wants to show power. Shmezet HaSachmol, but in the... And Paul, here it says, Rashi I think even brings it, that you're allowed to make, when you make a molchama, you're allowed to even hunger the town and make sure that they do not get out, all their water supply gets taken away from them. that enable to take over the power, take over the town. So sometimes this could be that the pshat here impossible, but to be able to make that the supplies, the food supply of the town should be rational, there shouldn't be enough food, therefore you want to knock it off. So then it's not l'tzorich mekoymei, it's not l'tzorich mekoymei, it's only l'tzorich that you want to have power, and of them shteit l'sashkes. The Meiser, if I remember right, there's not time to choose some sefer, I didn't have time to find it, but the choose some sefer says as that you should not, and even to build the mezuzah and shemach zayin of an taz, and I think he brings even chamira sekant and misura, that even tzadisa yitzitoch, as the taz passes the tzitzor, star mokim the hokel, of a mekim tzashayil of an asakone, you shouldn't do it. Is the etzer, was the Waldfilzach is zwei Sachen. You sell the tree to a goy, and then you replant it. That means is you take the tree, and the goy takes it, and he replants it. So then felt is in the hefze van Ashchosa, and then the felt is in the hefze van Ashchosa, can sein, ados is mutter. As in the chore, that's I think the nog, as is spuch to me the nog, what they do when you have, I mean, it happens a lot of times, a big shayla about it, sometimes it's just, there's these bushes of berries, and some of these berries are edible. I don't know how they're called, they grow very wild, and they have a lot of thorns. Blackberries. Because even though we can't eat them today because they're full of shayla of teloim, but it doesn't take away the din of Eitz Michael. And then Rechera, it doesn't have to be Dafke Eitz. And Pashas also, the bracha on blackberries is Be'er Pri Eitz. That's something which tree grows, the field Pashas, the Klol, and Hilfus Brachas, Hotz Adin from Be'er Pri Eitz. So Eba Zoi, a lot of times when you do your garden, and you have a blackberry bush, so Nishtaz Yeposh what to do with it. I had this Shaila here, one of my buildings, which we did for the Cheder. We're marking it to the goy, and we asked the goy to replant whatever he took off, to put in some, take it into a place in a forest or somewhere where it can regrow and it won't disturb anybody. That's l'chera the din d'raisa. That's l'chera nish. Once it's his business. It's not. You have to make sure that it's possible to do it. It's not just that he realizes you're doing it as a religious formality, and he does whatever he does. I think that is not so possible. Then the emphasis in Rambam is Meduik, as not Dafke, Lab Dafke. The emphasis is Emuvu in the Gemara that the incident for Sashkes is Eitzo is Lab Dafke on trees, anything. Shabbat Kelim, somebody breaks something. In Macholim, if you take food and you ruin the food, that it should not, if the Gemara said, Ka'ovo Mishon Bal Tashkes. But the Rambam is Meduik gather that the Issa could be only with the Rabbanon, you don't get Makis. On that, you only get Makis Maldus. When somebody knocks off a tree, the Rambam is Meloikim, Gemalkis. But on ruining things, which for no need, something does something good, something without any need, is batsim, is chayv makis maldus. So chayv mashmetz only the abonon. It's yitochen, it's the raisa, but it's not batsim lav. It's a limit from the lav, and the Rambam holds something which is a limit from the lav, you don't get malchus. And that would explain also why you get only makis maldus, but then it blabs is the raisa. Afkamili is on sofik. It will be is the abonon. Sofik the abonon lekula, but if we say it's batsim and the raisa, just the malchus is a makis maldus, so then it's a Sofik Dereis, which I think in the Achoinim is Mavur, the second shot. So maybe it's Nishtu Zeposhet that it's time to be Mashkis food or Kalim things is Mereto Shalif and a Sofik Dereis, and we have to be careful about it. Thus is the din of the Aloha of this week's parasha. The background of this is as everything which is created in this world is the Rebbeinu Shlom's creation. And somebody takes the Rebbeinu Shlom's creation and he ruins it, so then he's basically This is basically disclaiming that there is somebody who's created something. The Bereshit created something, even though it's Ali de Maisa Adam. It's not only the Bereshit's creation, the Maisa Adam has made it, but the Maisa is the Bereshit makes sure that everything exists. The Atom Mechaya is Kulam. The Bereshit is the Mechaya of Kol HaOlamos. Anything which exists is only Bekoche Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this table, we come to Ubchaim Veloshna in Nefesh HaChaim, that if the Bereshit would take away this Ashpor, which is constantly Mashpia, on any Dovah Gashmi, it would turn into nothing. It would be a non-existent. The other way also, if the Bereshit, even you trying to ruin something, if the Bereshit decided that it shouldn't, it will not happen. We come to Maisa that the person walked into Ubchaim Veloshna, and Ubchaim Veloshna, Gizokdem Yisoid. So the person picked up a glass from the Ubchaim Veloshna's table and threw it onto the ground. And he asked the Ubchaim Veloshna, will it break? He said, it's totally, if the Ubchaim Veloshna is going to take away the Shefa, it will break. If it doesn't take away the Shefa, it won't break. And it didn't break. And because the Ubchaim Veloshna is Mashpia, is Mechayas Kulam. Anything which exists, any Metzias which exists, even the Dovah Gashmi, is completely dependent in the Ashpa of the Ubchaim Veloshna. And taking something and ruining it is basically disclaiming this Ashpor, because we do not interfere in a godly business. Rebbein Shlom macht das Ach, that should be existing, and that's why we understand that Yaakov Avinu, Pachim Ktanim, who was Messiah himself, he turned back, because Yaakov Avinu understood what creation is, what the Rebbein Shlom's Ashpor is, and then there's no such thing, you just let it go, and we just ruin it. Das Achelik from the Isra of Baal Tashkis is the Akora, the realization that anything which exists in this world is under the Ashpah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thus is in Adov Gashmi. And Kal V'Chomer, V'Chomer Tos Adov Poshet, in Adov Ruchni. And the emphasis, the Gresta Baal Tashchis, the Gresta Baal Tashchis for Sito, is Baal Tashchis of life. Person is Mechayek, person gives, a person Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam has created and embedded in a person's guf something which is completely ruchni, and the tachlis for that, what he did it is, because a person has here his few years to look after and do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do, and to look after his time to make sure that he does what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to be doing, and that, taking that, is it does, nem does, and not using it, not utilizing it, not making use of it, das is Baal Tashchis. This is ruining the most precious and the most precious thing which exists in this world, is the time and the life of a person. The Raya is from them, Mezetach, as kol ha-tere kula is nitchis, v'kuach nefesh. Mutav shichal shabes achas, v'kaim shabes eshaube. Favos, well, the soid of a person is that even in a second, even Chai Shor is Durcha Kolatura Kula, and the reason why Chai Shor is Durcha Kolatura Kula, because in Chai Shor a person can take himself and change himself completely. We all know the story of Blas Ben Dudaya, the person who lived his entire life, lived as against the Ruach HaTorah, and at the end of his life he realized how wrong he was, and he done Shor Achas. And he took 1 hour, and he utilized that 1 hour to come to the full recognition that he didn't know how to use life, ad kidekach, that he died from that agnes nefesh, from the etzen tzar, from realizing that he misused life to such a degree, from them is he gestorben, and das gufe, and that itself was the biggest tshuva to the person, on this Yotzer Baskel, Rabbi Lezim in the day, Zeichel HaKarach HaElam HaBo, because shor achas, shel tshuva meisen tovim, the value of life, of utilizing life, is so big that it's Zolim Kol Chai Olam Habo. It's something which, because there's something which in this world we can do, and there's no other place we can do it. And thus is Behemoth's Achelik from the Tkir Shofar, from Pirkei D'Rab Elezer, which Al Zayin is Allah, all Olekim B'Sruo. A person has to be Uni Uri Sheni Mishnaschem. The Uri Sheni Mishnaschem is the Nishmachen Kim Baal Tashchis. Let's take our life. Let's take we have now, Baruch Hashem, in the beginning of Elul, the Yisoid of Elul, Vel Zoktochas, Mazel Elul is Psulo. Asach Mensch Men Psulo Meint, but Avchas Machan Asach Chasnas. I'm not going to disagree to that. I'm going to be making use of making it known tonight also. Make also a part of this this Mazel Elul Psulo. Of the Yisoid of Psulo is untouched. Karka Psulo is means a karka which was never nizra nechash, which is existing in its original form as the Yevam created. Mazel Elul Psulo means a person, even though he's taken his life and he's plowed it wrong, he was aware wrong, he was kotzer wrong, you can make it untouched. We can do aliday tshuva, we do tshuva properly. We can open up a new sheet. The sheet will be clean. But it's not psula, untouched. That's the kerch from the kerch from Elul. Is we, Mr. Hashem, will utilize Mr. Hashem these days. They have to help him. But our kizurah zayin to chayin zayin of tshuva shleima. And with them, zikra zikra zayin to aktiv chsir. And them, I good to bring to see him.
What?
No.